Time now for the original Big Band Serenade with your host, Dennis Humphrey.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome once again to another Big Band Serenade. This is Dennis Humphrey, your host and your guide as we travel back in time, back to the best of the big band era.
Welcome, everyone, to the Big Band Serenade on this wonderful spring day. Here in San Antonio, it's going to be about 90-something today, and, well, summer seems to be here already. As you know, the big band era had many facets. It had the jazz and the swings and the blues. As you know, I like to lay the foundation of the music that we listen to and also feature artists that really were the foundation of the big band era. Well, this week, we're going to feature Benny Moulton. Benny was a piano player, a composer, a band leader, and really he was at the heart of the development of big band music, including jazz. Sadly, though, he didn't really get to see the results of his influence on big band music as well as jazz, because he passed away at the age of 40 because of a tonsillectomy that went wrong. However, his influence was great, and not merely because the outfit that he left behind became the great Count Basie Orchestra. At the beginning of his career, he was leading a small outfit in the style of the New Orleans jazz ensembles. In the 20 years that he had after his first recording, he gradually increased the size of his band, and the small combo grew to an orchestra. Moulton was an excellent musician, and his ragtime and stride influences can easily be heard in his recordings. He was also a shrewd businessman and a sympathetic band leader, and he was able to recruit the finest musicians of the Midwest. Many of them were poached from other bands in the region, and Moulton's outfits came to be the best operating out of Kansas City. He was a Kansas City man through and through. He was born there and he died there. And largely through his efforts and those of the musicians that he employed, the city gave its name to a whole new style of jazz. The Kansas City style jazz big band debuted in 1923 and soon followed with hits such as Hardin Leonard's South. Let's listen to his recording of South, recorded November 1924. Thank you. had productive years in 1926 and 27 and had several hits. 1927, we're going to listen to a recording, 12th Street Rag. Besides adding Count Basie in the late 1920s, Maltin also added a trumpeter, Orrin Hot Lips Page, and guitarist Eddie Durham, who was the first guitarist to experiment with proto-amplifiers. Here's an example, Bandbox Shuffle, 1929. Thank you. By 1930, he had his orchestra pretty much complete. Let's listen to some recordings from 1930. Get Going, or Get Ready to Love, was recorded in September of 1930. While listening to this, let's listen to some of the people that were in this orchestra. On the piano was Count Basie. On the accordion was his brother, Ira Buster Morton, and on banjo was Leroy Buster Berry, and the vocals were Jimmy Rushing. Our next song is The Count. This will have the same orchestra members. Here are a few of the other members of the orchestra. Eddie Hot Lips Page and Booker Washington on trumpet. Thrawman Hayes on trombone. Eddie Durham, remember, was on guitar. And you had Arlen Leonard. He was on the clarinet. These members plus Woody Walder, Jack Watson, Vernon Page, and Winnie McWashington gave the orchestra its fullness and the great sound. Now let's listen to The Count. Liza Lee is our next tune, recorded October the 29th in Kansas City, 1930. Next up is I Wanna Be Around My Baby All the Time.
As long as I around my baby all the time.
Their final recording session, which was done in Camden, New Jersey, December 13, 1932, was during a time when the band was suffering significant financial hardship, and it showed the early stages of what has come to be known as the Basie sound. 4 years before Basie would record under his own name. By this time, Ben Webster and Jimmy Rushing had joined Moulton's orchestra, and Moulton himself does not really play much in these sessions. These sides included a large number of the ones we're going to listen to in our final part of this show, and these will include a number of tunes that would later become known as the swing classics. Well, let's begin our experience of his last recordings. We'll start with Toby. Thank you. Our next recording is Molten Swing. By now you should be hearing Count Basie's sound in this orchestra. Our next tune is The Blue Room.
Thank you.
As the recording session continues, Imagination, this featured the Sterling Russell Trio and Lero Buster Berry on guitar.
Music writer's confession of imaginative expression. Music will make you dream while your dreaming's mine. Imagine that you're king or queen. Make your life worthwhile. I imagined I was rich, and then I did receive a little cottage full of bliss in a land of make-believe. My only inspiration is just imagination and make-believe, make-believe. I dream that I'm in love and that some sunny day the one I'm dreaming of will find a path my way. My only inspiration is just imagination and make-believe, make-believe. Love is imagination. Imagination is love. Dream, dream, dream and dream. Strife is such temptation. Temptation leads to ruin. Temptation, relation, desperation, but no love. A man who doesn't dream is like a ship without a stern. No matter how you scheme, you can never make a turn. My only inspiration is just imagination and make-believe. Love is imagination. Imagination is love. Dream, dream, dream and dream. Strife is such temptation. Temptation leads to ruin. Temptation, ruination, desperation, but no love. A man who doesn't dream is like a ship without a stern. No matter how you scheme, you can never make a turn. My only inspiration is just imagination and make believe.
Next tune is called New Orleans, and it featured Jimmy Rushing on vocals. Thank you.
just think of New Orleans. If you've never seen that town, boy, it's a pity. There's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of an old-fashioned days. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a black-eyed girl like mine, boy, you right in New
The next song in this historic recording session is the song The Only Girl I Ever Loved, featuring Sterling Russell Trio.
Something that I've got on my mind. In all my heart, there's only one girl you find. The only girl I ever loved. Thank you.
Up next is Mellenberg Joys. Our next selection is an arrangement by Basie and Durham called Lafayette.
Thank you.
Let's follow that up with Prince of Wales. My dear friends, it's getting time to close our show again. I'm glad you came by and spent some time with me as we go back and looking at the history of the big band era, the development of Benny Morton's orchestra, from jazz to big band jazz, and later laying the foundations for the future Count Basie Orchestra. Now remember, it was only a few years later that Benny Morton passed away from a botched tonsillectomy in 1935. The last recording in that 1932 session was called Two Times. Now, it was recorded with six musicians and the Sterling Russell Trio along with Josephine Garrison.
Two times a night. Oh, what a lovely sensation.
I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.